Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 877-44-TRUTH or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Stephen Siller finished his shift, and he was on his way home the morning of September 11, 2001. The five-alarm came, the call came over the radio about the plane hitting the first tower, so Stephen turned his truck around to assist his fellow firefighters, of course. The battery tunnel was impassable, so he strapped on all of his gear and then proceeded to run through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to the towers, where he eventually gave up his life while saving others. And that is just one of many, many, many stories that, of course, hopefully you've been listening to over the years since 9/11. And if you've been listening to this show at all, especially over the course of years, maybe not just a few months, then every once in a while I'll drop in a reference to the fact that I was up there a couple months after that on November 9th of 2001, spent the day with an incredible firefighter by the name of Tom Dennard. And was there really to honor them and to bring a check and some clothes for a baby girl, Evelyn, who was born. Evelyn's daughter was born on September 14th. Evelyn and her husband, Anthony. Anthony was a probie in the New York Fire Department. Anthony was last seen going into the hotel at the base of the North Tower and died that day. Well, their baby, their daughter, was scheduled to be born by C-section on the following day, September 12th. And Evelyn told the doctors, "I'm not coming in until Anthony comes home." Well, Anthony wasn't coming home, and by the time September 14th rolled around, she was obviously so distraught. They brought her in, and she gave birth to her second child, her daughter. And I was there 2 months after that and spent the whole day, not just at her house, but at the firefighters, at the actual firehouse in Brooklyn, Red Hook, which is right down the street from one of the most violent housing projects in America. And spent a couple hours with the firefighters and then spent a couple hours inside Ground Zero, not from a safe distance. I was all the way inside where they were using wrecking balls to tear down the remains of buildings 4, 5, and 6. And Bibi Netanyahu showed up while I was there, and that was a little intense. And then the giant fire broke out in the middle of the site while I was there because they were digging down. And 2 months after the fact, hitting hot spots, the oxygen hits it, and up come 50 and 60-foot flames. And reading the notes from family members and sons and daughters. And so that left, as you can imagine, a mark on me. And I told I told Tom Dennard that day when we finished. I kept telling him over throughout the day. I said, "Tom, listen, I'm really thank you so much for taking your time. I don't mean anything to you guys. I'm nobody, just some guy from North Carolina." By the end of the day, he threatened to beat me up because he was like, "Steve, if you say that one more time, seriously, bro, I'm going to knock you out." And this guy was huge. Okay, that's probably not a good idea. But here's what he said. "Steve, listen, if we could, we would want every American citizen to come to New York City and do exactly what you just did. So I'm going to only ask you one favor, and that's to never forget." And I haven't. And I talk about it every year, and it messes me up every year, and it's an emotional thing to even get into right now. Well, recently, Jeff Kelly, my good friend here with the Truth Radio Network, told me about an effort going on locally, and he told me about a Christian sister of ours, Christine, who is working with a group to send up 50 local firefighters, and I think almost all 50 of them are now in the studio, thanks to Christine, to go take part in something that's going on up there to honor not just Stephen Siller, the firefighter that died that day, but really to honor all of those heroes that died in 9/11. In the Tunnels to Towers 5K run coming up in September. And Christine, it's a blessing to see you again, and thank you so much for what you're doing, and welcome to Call to Action.
Well, thank you for having me. Greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, let's go back in time here a little bit, and we'll get your story started. Why are you here today? Why 9/11? Why this run, and why local firefighters?
9/11 had a huge impact on me. I am from Long Island, New York. When the first plane hit the tower, my driver came in and had mentioned it to me, and at that time we turned on the TV and we saw the second plane hit and the impact that it had, knowing growing up there with the amount of people that were possibly in the buildings, seeing the rescue efforts go on. A couple years later, I found out that I had actually lost three classmates. One of them is of the 343, John Tipping Jr. He was a firefighter that was put on disability the night before. And he, the call went out, and he was on the phone with his fiance, and he said that he would call her back as soon as he was done. Well, unfortunately, that never happened. They did find him in March of 2002, so the family was at least able to put him to rest. Lost another classmate who was with NYPD, who died several years later due to the carcinogens, Thomas Brophy. And then we also lost another classmate, all from the same year, class of 1986 from Hauppauge High School, who was with Cantor Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
So it has always stuck and resonated with inside me. And knowing that when you go home and you cross over the Verrazano Bridge and you look to the left, well, the towers are no longer there. There's nothing to look at to say, wow, I'm home. I was at work one day locally in Raleigh. And
when did you move here?
1991.
And when did you live in Long Island?
From 1969 to 1991.
What part of Long Island were you in?
Hauppauge.
Where is that by?
Exit 57.
By Syosset. Is that near Syosset? I have family in Syosset.
No.
Not at all.
No, it's far.
I tried. Anyway, so you've been here for a while.
Yes.
And go on. I'm sorry.
My dad was a Nassau County police officer. I am a former Raleigh police officer. I served several years here. And I was at work at a local restaurant, and I heard a bunch of men talking, and I could tell that they were all from Staten Island. And I also saw, which people can't see, but the shirt I have on today says 9/11, gone but not forgotten. They all had the same shirt on. So I knew that they had to be first responders, firefighters, or police officers. A conversation ensued. I found out that they were with Tunnels to Towers. I didn't know anything about it. They explained everything to me. The next day, I went to the PNC Arena. I supported the race. I went to the mobile museum that they had where you could see things from 9/11 and listen to the 911 calls. And I felt at that time all I had was a license plate that says 911-01-NY. This is something more that I can do. So I volunteered my time for them. And in September of this past year, a couple of firefighters that are here today with us had mentioned that their dream was to run in the big race in New York City. And with 2016 being the 15th anniversary of 9/11, we decided to do something about that.
Yeah, decided to do something about it. And that's going to be the challenge for you and for I today, friend, is that, listen, most of us weren't there. But that doesn't mean we can't do something about it. And even 15 years later, you can do something about it. You'll have that opportunity today as we continue to unpack this story of something that God is doing that's just amazing. You'll meet some of the firefighters as well as the local businessman that's helping. It's a great story, and we'll keep talking about it when we come back. I've said it before, I'll say it again, and I don't mind saying it. I have the best bump music in all of Christian radio, without a doubt, because there's nobody else in Christian radio using you too. Right, Christine?
That's correct.
All right, exactly right. Christine, a great guest when she agrees with the host. That's an awesome thing. Christine Livingston's here today. We're talking about an incredible effort, something that's been going on for years. It all started, unfortunately, back on September 11th, 2001, of course, up at Ground Zero in New York City. And something's been going on revolving around one of the firefighters that lost his life that day, Stephen Siller, who literally ran through the tunnel to get to the towers. And that's where he lost his life and service to others. And then these runs began, Tunnels to Towers. These runs began to honor people like Stephen and others that lost their lives that day. And it's just blossomed. They do them around the country. And but the big one, of course, is in New York City. And this year is the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And so in September, the big Tunnels to Towers run, which is a 5K up in New York City. Christine and a few other folks here in the local Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area of North Carolina, working hard to send 50 firefighters up there to take part in the race up there in New York City, as opposed to doing a local one down here in North Carolina. So at that point, Christine, and I want to get to Brandon Jennings here in a second, who's one of the first firefighters you talked to. But at that point, I mean, What compelled you to go from caring about it and having a shirt and all that stuff and having personal connections to actually, all right, I got to do something about it? Do you remember, was it some particular thing you heard, something that God put on you that you're just like, I got to act?
Yes. For years, I've been asking God what I'm supposed to do with my life. And for years, he keeps saying, you're supposed to serve people. Well, I'm a server in the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought he meant. And I was getting very frustrated that I'm going to be 47 years old and you still want me to wait tables. This isn't fair. It hit me that day when Brandon had asked the question about how do we get up to New York, and that's what I want to do. And that's when God said, there's your answer.
There's your answer right
that's
in front of your face.
That's how you're supposed to serve people.
At the restaurant where you didn't want to be, but if you weren't there.
It never would have come to
you
fruition.
You wouldn't be sitting here. Isn't
that's
that
correct.
Interesting? Yeah,
yep.
God uses all that stuff, even when it looks ridiculous to us. It's all putty in the master's hands. So Brandon Jennings is here, otherwise known as Mr. May. We'll explain that later, which is thrilling. I mean, maybe not for me, but perhaps for some other people. But Brandon, get close to the mic. And Brandon Jennings is here. And Brandon met Christine that day. And Brandon, but you've actually done this run a few times, right?
Yes, sir. We've run three times in Raleigh.
And why? Why do you do that?
To do our part to help out and help raise money for people that need it. T2T raises money to build homes for disabled vets and whatnot.
How long have you been a firefighter?
I've been a firefighter for 10 years.
So do you remember where you were on 9/11?
Yes, sir. I was working in Raleigh. We actually got the phone call. I was on a telephone pole on Glenwood Avenue when we found out exactly what was going on.
Did that have an impact on you, your desire to become a firefighter?
Absolutely. My family, you know, my grandfather was a firefighter, my father was a firefighter, my brother, all volunteer up in New York. But that to be able to follow them and help people, it made a big impact there.
Pretty awesome legacy. So for you, what's the difference between running in the Tunnels to Towers race here locally and then having the opportunity to go up and run actually in New York City? Why does that matter to you?
I guess just to be able to follow in Stephen's footsteps. I mean, what he did that day was very brave. He didn't have to. And for us to be able to follow him and do the same thing, the same run.
Yeah.
It just means a lot to us.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Brandon Jennings, Mr. May, thanks for chiming in, and we appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
And Christine, when you hear that, I mean, you got a lot of firefighters in here today, and some of who's excited to be on the air? Are any of these guys excited to be on the air? Raise your hand if you're excited to be on the air.
None. They're all
one,
scared.
One of them.
They're
what?
All
There's
scared.
One.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, excellent. One man among boys, willing to come. You'll run into a burning building. But you're afraid to come into a radio studio. I don't get that. What's your name, sir?
My name is Chris Young.
All right. So thanks for stepping up.
Thank you.
And please use this against your brothers.
I'm glad to be here.
For years on end. We appreciate you being here. So have you done the Tunnels to Towers run before?
Yes, sir. We do it every year.
Why do you do it?
As Mr. May, Brandon, said a while ago, we're following in Stephen's footsteps. We're following in thousands of FDNY firemen that made that same trip that day. We're recognizing and making sure that no one ever forgets about the 343 firefighters that perished that day.
Yeah.
It's in my mind every day. It's why one of the reasons why I do what I do. My son goes and does this with us. It's very important that he wasn't alive then, but he gets to see what I'm a part of. And I hope that reflects on him that when he gets older, that he never forgets about it.
Yeah.
I have a tattoo on my arm for September 11th, and he always, you know, looks at that and, you know, recognizes what it's all about. I don't want it to ever be forgotten.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the day as, you know, well as most Americans should never forget that day where they were and what they were doing. And it's important. It's one of the biggest things that's ever happened in history, in United States history, yeah. And I want to be a part of that.
What does it mean to you to be able to do that run in New York rather than the local one here?
It's an honor. I come from New York State originally, from the other side of the state, not the city. It's important because it's something I've always wanted to do since it's happened. I always wanted to be able to do something to give back. You know, there was 343 firefighters that died that day. They gave so much. I could never give that. And if this is what I can do to give, then I'm more than willing and ready to do it.
Yeah,
I feel honored.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for sharing with us today. Thanks for coming in and
thanks
for your service. You're
Appreciate
welcome.
It.
Well, Christine, and then I'm going to get to Rod here in the next segment because we have not just firefighters, not just Christine, who's like me. I mean, we're just really cut to the chase. The fact that we're on the radio, so I'm literally basically just a nobody. You know, I'm just some guy that had a house painting company, got a big mouth, and God has a sense of humor and
yep.
puts me on the radio. but everybody here has a purpose, and whether you're a firefighter or a woman that cares about the issue or a business owner like Rod Graff, who we'll meet in the next segment. But as you hear these guys talk, and we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of what's going to happen and how can we help you and how can the Call to Action audience help you. What does it do to you when you hear these guys talking about this and you're putting your own sweat equity into this? How do you react to that, Christine?
I just want to cry. I really do. It makes me feel very privileged and honored that God would put somebody like me in a position to do something like this. And all I want to do is glorify him. And I owe everything to him.
And how have the local fire departments around the Raleigh area responded to what you're trying to do?
Carrie has, which they're all from, has been wonderful. Chapel Hill Fire Department, absolutely outstanding. Clayton in Johnston County, as well as the Cleveland Volunteer Fire Department. We do also have State Highway Patrol officers going with us. We have three.
So this will be all first responders, is that right?
Yes. We even have an EMT. We do not discriminate against any first responders.
Because if you did, you'd get sued.
Yes.
Because that's the way we roll
that's
anymore.
That's the way it's going.
In the United States of America.
Yes.
So it's any first responder anywhere in the Triangle area.
Yes.
And you're trying to raise money to send 50 of them up there.
Yes.
Which is, how much is that going to cost?
$50,000.
$50,000
yes,
round
sir.
Trip to New York and back.
Yeah. Well, not round trip on a coach.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're not going to fly them
no.
up there.
I couldn't get their gear up there.
No,
are you kidding me?
That's exactly right. Do any of the firefighters run this with gear on?
All the ones that are here today have run the race locally in full gear.
In full gear. How much does that weigh? How much? 75 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like carrying a child on your back.
Yes.
For a 5K. Unbelievable. We're going to find out some more about that. We'll meet Rod Graff, a local business owner. Sub-Zero Ice Cream, which I'm going to go there maybe next. But this is Steve Noble, Call to Action. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you today. The website, same as always, c2atoday.com. But right now, I really want you to go. If you're a Facebook person, and odds are pretty good that you are, just go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/C2A Radio. And there you'll see a few different links that I want you to click on. One of them will take you directly to the BMHFoundation.com, which is really what's housing the effort here locally to send 50 first responders up to New York in September to be a part of the Tunnels to Towers run, the 5K run, in honor of all the men and women that lost their lives that day. And this really started with Stephen Stiller and his story, where he couldn't get across the water, so he put his gear on and he ran through the tunnels and then ended up giving his life and service to others while he was at the ground zero. So ever since, you know, we do whatever we can to honor their memory and to respect that. And we are not good at passing things down. That's doing things for your posterity, which our founding fathers certainly understood. As a follower of Jesus Christ, I understand that. It doesn't take long in the Old Testament to get into Exodus and Judges. And there came a generation that did not know the Lord. One generation. And they stopped telling the stories of how they had been delivered. And Israel suffered for generation after that because they forgot their past. And we know the old saying, if you forget the past, you're doomed to repeat it. We do not want to repeat 9/11. So God help all of us to do our part to remember 9/11 and to honor the men and women that died that day, and especially our first responders. And that's why we're talking to Christine Livingston today. And Rod Graff is a local business owner. You'll meet him in a second. You were talking about, and I'm just going to, you know, get on my soapbox here for a second. You were talking about all the different cities that are involved. The one city that I did not hear that's really getting too involved with this effort is the city of Raleigh.
That is correct.
I'm not going to put you on too much of a spot unless you want to get on a spot. But
I'd love to get on a spot.
All right. So what can we do to help with that? Now, listen, if you're listening on the Truth Radio Network, you're here in the Triangle area. And if you are in the first responders, or you work for the city government, or you know somebody that works for the city government, or you know somebody that's a first responder in Raleigh, then this is specifically for you. So go to the website, go to c2atoday.com, or find me on Facebook. Send me a message, and we'll start working together to try to get the city of Raleigh more involved with this. But what's the holdup, and then we'll move on?
The holdup is the chief of the fire department who refuses to acknowledge my existence. I have reached out to him on several occasions, and he thinks that I'm looking for money, which is not the case. We were looking for a list of firefighters that he could vet for us and that would honor and represent the city of Raleigh, the state of North Carolina. And he has refused to do so and wants no part of it whatsoever.
Okay. So there's your marching orders.
Yep.
And we'll talk off air about that, because that's one of my favorite things to do.
You bet.
Is to bug people to do the right thing. So we'll work on that. But you mentioned vetting people, and then I want to get Rod Graff in here. But how do you choose the firefighters that are going to go? How does that happen?
So the ones from Cary that are here today and that were chosen were due, in fact, that they have been running in the local Tunnels to Towers race, so they've been very supportive of it. And then, of course, I went to their chief and asked permission, and everything was taken care of, and everything's good. State Highway Patrol, I went to the person's commander and had them vetted, making sure that they are in good
standing
with their position and that they would make a great representation.
Yeah.
I've done the same thing with Chapel Hill. I have Chapel Hill Fire NPD.
Awesome.
I have Holly Springs Fire NPD, Garner PD, Clayton Fire Department, Cleveland Volunteer Fire Department. We do have one United States Air Force gentleman going named Robert Pohl, who
awesome.
Actually won the Stephen Siller Award
wow,
last
really?
Year. Yep.
How do you win that award?
Running in full gear and finishing first.
Holy cow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So how many are signed up at this point? How many have you been able to vet through?
We're finished.
All 50. You're done with
we're
that.
We're done.
Wow. So
we're
now
done.
We just got to get them there.
Yes, sir. We do.
Awesome. Okay. So again, I put it up on the Facebook page. I'll put it up at the homepage at c2atoday.com, or you can just go to bhmfoundation.com and you'll find it right there. It'll say NC to NYC Firefighters First Responder. That's what we're talking about today. Christine, introduce us to Rod and tell us how you guys met.
Rod is next to me. He is the owner of Sub-Zero Ice Cream in Holly Springs, and we met as he was going to volunteer his time at Tunnels to Towers.
So, Rod, welcome to Call to Action. Thanks for
being
here. Thank you. First of all, Sub-Zero Ice Cream. All right, there's a trick to that, right? This isn't like normal, just go in and get a scoop
of ice cream. No, it is not your normal ice cream place. We use liquid nitrogen to custom make the ice cream for each individual when they come in and order it.
Liquid nitrogen. So, do you meet the firefighters because you're using liquid nitrogen, or is that not an issue?
It's not an issue.
I didn't think so.
Actually, it puts out fires because it depletes the oxygen.
Oh, see, there you go. So you guys need to talk to him
right.
So you can put out a fire and have some ice cream all at the same time. That's pretty awesome. How'd you get involved with Tunnels to Towers?
Well, I opened my business a year ago, and I feel as a business owner, you need to be involved in the community. So I was looking to partner with a nonprofit. And that's when I stumbled upon Tunnels to Towers. As everybody else said here, 9/11 made a big impact on my life, and I wanted to honor not only those that perished, but those that are serving us today.
Yeah. And so you heard about it, but then how do you decide, okay, this is, I've got a business, I've got a local business, how do I assist? What have you done?
Had them as part of my grand opening, invited the local representatives there. I've sponsored the race last year. And then volunteered my time to help organize the race, and then working with Christine to help organize this NC to NYC event with her.
And have you had the opportunity to kind of share it with customers that are coming into Sub-Zero down in Holly Springs?
Yes, I have. And we're looking at ways that we can share it even more.
What's the reaction been?
Everybody's positive, you know, and supportive of our first responders. We have a lot of support in Holly Springs. As she said, our fire chief and police chief are on board, too.
That's awesome. So that's another way. See, if you're a small business owner and God's given you charge of that, you're a steward. Okay. You don't own, by the way, just FYI, I was a small business owner for a while. I call myself a small business owner, but I was really just a steward. I was on borrowed time mm-hmm. with borrowed stuff, with borrowed talent. And all of that comes from the creator himself. So now the question is, how do we steward these things well? How do you steward your health? How do you steward your resources? How do you steward your business? How do you steward the information that you come into possession of, like you're hearing today? Because most of us, this is like trying to get people excited about the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance still has like 96% approval across the country. People love the Pledge of Allegiance because they love the country still. When it comes to first responders and 9/11, the same thing is true. Almost everybody has a soft spot in their heart, as they should, for 9/11 and for our first responders, be it police, fire, EMS, EMT, whatever it is. But having a good heart about it and being appreciative is not quite the same as actually doing something.
That's correct.
And that's where it changes, because often us and for us as Christians, Christine, we talk about this. You go to Raleigh First Assembly, Chad Harvey, one of my favorite pastors.
Yep.
And the scriptures make it clear. If you say to somebody, well, I'll pray for you, but they don't actually do anything to help them.
They have good intentions.
Yeah. That's,
but we need to see their actions.
Go cash that check.
That's right.
Good intentions. I mean, be a liberal and run for office, right? Your good intentions will
get you nowhere.
Nowhere. Thank you very much. And so now when you have a chance to partner with somebody like Rod and Sub-Zero Ice Cream? And then who else can kind of come into this picture? How do we get involved?
Well, if you go to the website, we do have the GoFundMe listed on there. You can donate through there. We also have our T-shirts, the NC to NYC campaign with the 343. And we are also raffling off, Rod, you can finish it because you know more about the car than I do.
Raffling off a new 2016 convertible Camaro.
Holy moly. How'd you hook that up?
We partnered with John Heaster Chevrolet and Fuquay in purchasing the car at a discount.
Wow.
And so we're selling 1,000 tickets at $100 a piece. And not
so
only
you have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning a brand new 2016 convertible Camaro.
Yes, and it's beautiful. I picked out the color.
How much are the tickets?
$100 each.
And I've never won anything.
You don't only just win the car. We actually pay the IRS estimated income tax for you, too.
Oh, the whole nine?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty stinking awesome.
Yes.
So how do they get those tickets?
That is on the website as well, on the BHM Foundation.
That's on the BHM Foundation.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, the car raffle. There it
yes.
is right there.
Yes. Isn't it beautiful?
Look at the picture.
Yes. Sweet.
You probably can't win it, can you, Christine?
Actually, we can. The way we legally had it worded, we have a judge that will be picking the ticket out at the event.
Can your humble host win if I buy a ticket?
Yes.
All right, I'm buying one today.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, see how easy that was?
Yes. Awesome.
Whoop-dee-doo, right? That's really difficult.
Yes. So everybody step up to the plate and make a difference.
All right, so Rod, I'm going to get a couple other firefighters in here. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for your work.
Thank you.
And if you can get down to Holly Springs, listen, this is the deal. I often say this about those of us in the body of Christ, and we should be a lot more like the mafia. And people go, what? Christians should be like the mafia? What's up with that? Now, Christine, you probably know where I'm going with this.
That's easy for me.
Because you're from Long Island.
Yes.
And
we won't say why I'm actually
well,
here.
Well, she's a wonderful Italian gal. So, because I married one, so I you know, I get it. And I value my knees, so I treat her well. often I say we should be more like the mafia. Why? Because the mafia is really good at taking care of its own.
That's right.
And when I know somebody that's putting their shoulder to the same plow as me, if it's an ice cream shop, if it's a car dealer, if it's whatever, I'm going to start there. Just because somebody says they're a Christian doesn't mean they're going to run a great business. But I'm at least going to start there. I'm going to try to keep that in the family as much as possible. We have another firefighter that's joining us. Your name, sir?
Colton Berenger.
Colton Berenger. See, now this is how rude your host is. The music's coming on, the outro music. Ladies and gentlemen, Colton Berenger. He'll be right back. Sorry about that, bro. We'll be right back with Colton and Christine and some more of the firefighters finding out all about this. BHMFoundation.com. You know what you need to do. So now the question is, how quick are you going to do it? You're about to get 5 minutes. Go do it now, and then we'll hook up on the other side of the break. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action. We'll be right back. There you are, driving down I-540. I-540, the top is down, the wind is blowing, the tunes are cranking until 4:06 when Steve Noble comes on the radio. Then you blow off Bono and the YouTube guys and you listen to Call to Action Radio in your 2016 convertible Camaro. I'm looking at the picture of it, this silver Camaro 2016, which they're raffling out. It's $100 a ticket. You're only selling 1,000 tickets to win a brand new car. So you got a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning a brand new Camaro, which is like, what, a $38,000 car or something?
Yes.
And that's just totally sweet. So I just put that on the Facebook page so you can go there and buy a ticket. It's $100. You may win a car, but the most important thing, the thing that's far more valuable than that, is to honor our first responders, not just here in Raleigh, North Carolina, carry all over the area, but all over the country, and especially honor those that lost their lives serving other people, giving their lives as a sacrifice to help others, which Jesus taught us shows the greatest love ever is when you would sacrifice yourself for a brother. And 343 firefighters did it that day, other first responders, police, the Port Authority people there. And so today we're talking about Tunnels to Towers, which is a foundation run that was started several years ago to honor Stephen Siller, who ran, literally couldn't get across to Manhattan, and so ran through the tunnel himself with all of his gear and then lost his life that day. But we have a bunch of firefighters in the room. Christine Livingston's here. Rod Graff is here. Sub-Zero Ice Cream down in Holly Springs raising money to send. They already have 50 first responders ready to go up there. What's the date?
We leave on September 23rd, and the race is on September 25th.
And that takes place, is it like downtown? Is it down in Manhattan? Where is it?
Correct, the Financial District.
Right in the Financial District. And guess what? Oh, this is so stinking cool. I'm going to go with you.
Yes.
I'll pay my way because my daughter starts school in the financial district at the King's College in August.
Oh, excellent.
So she's going to be there so I can go watch you guys run.
I can get you the press releases too.
Oh, that's this is so cool. Maybe I'll drive up there in my brand new 2016 Camaro convertible. How cool would that be? Anyway, I want to talk to a few more of the firefighters here. Colton Berenger's here, who is Mr. Which month are you?
We haven't decided
yet. He's assuming he's going to be in the calendar, which Christine's actually going to embarrass these guys forever and ever and put them all in a firefighter's calendar.
2017.
Yeah, that makes
we'll be
me,
releasing the calendar on September 10th.
This is really an awkward moment for me.
Sorry.
That's all right. No problem. Okay, so Colton, have you done the run before?
No, sir. This is actually my first time.
So the first time. Have you run anywhere before?
Yes, we ran a lot in the Fire Academy.
Okay, so why do you want to do this? Why is this important to you?
This is really important to me just because a lot of these guys, since it is my first time, I feel really honored to be able to go with them because this is our tradition. And it. You talked earlier about passing stuff on to the next generation. Well, I've only been in the fire service for 2 or 3 years, so I consider myself the next generation of firemen. And for me to have that knowledge and to have that understanding of what these men really gave in New York City at the tower site, that's important to me so that I can pass that on when I'm the senior man.
As a firefighter, the firefighters, the 343 that gave their lives that day on 9/11 back in 2001, how does that impact you today as a firefighter?
It's just an honor to be among the men and women still serving. There's so many of us every year that, you know, do lose their lives in the line of duty, and it's neat to get to honor them, not only with our service day to day, but also these special events like that. So that we're able to give back to their families and so that their families know that we still stand with them, even though they're not gone and they're not serving with us anymore, that we still have their memory.
That's awesome. Colton Berenger, thanks so much for being with us today on Call to Action. Chris Masters, you're up. Switch,
hey,
here he comes.
Trying to get the chair.
We got all these firefighters in here.
I gotta move the
Take
mic
a picture. We'll put this up. It's live right now on Facebook.
We're
if you
want to
see what this looks like. Chris, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you. Good.
You got a big smile on your face. You're ready?
Well, I'm standing next to Mr. May. Why not?
All right. Well, yeah, Mr. May, which makes us all look better, apparently. Okay, so have you done the run before yourself?
The Tunnels to Tower here in Raleigh, I've done it 3 years. This will be our fourth year doing it.
Why? Why do you do it?
Like every firehouse, or fire station, fire company, fire department, it's a big brotherhood. So we do it in support of everybody else that's around us. All of us would have been part of the 343 if we were there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not about, hey, those guys went and did it. All the fire departments everywhere are all the same.
I'm glad you brought that up because oftentimes we sit there and think, well, those 343 firefighters that day, they were a special breed. But what they were is normal.
Average Joe.
Right? They're just an average, normal firefighter who run in when everybody else is running out.
Correct.
And every guy, raise your hand in this room if you would have done the same thing as a firefighter. That's all of you. And that's true all across the country at every level of first responders. That's just part of it.
Correct.
Well, what does it mean to you if you were able to do it this year and go to New York? Well, you will be able to do it because God's going to provide. But when you go, well, why? Why is New York so special to you in terms of doing another?
So our brotherhood is consistent of 250 firefighters. We are pretty much a small brotherhood considered to New York City.
Yeah.
They're huge. They're the biggest fire department in the country. And, you know, to be part of that is just phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole camaraderie there, which for most of us civilians, we don't get it. Right. I mean, I spent several hours with the firefighters that day in New York when I was up there. And I saw it and I began to understand it, but you can't really understand it personally unless you're in it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Big fraternity.
Yeah, it's a big fraternity and a bunch of people that are willing to lay down their lives for their fellow citizens. Chris, thanks for your service. Thanks for sharing today. All right, Matt Trapp, last but least or not. All right. So who wants to introduce Matt? I want somebody else to introduce Matt Trapp, another firefighter here. Who's going to do that?
Let Chris do it.
All right, Chris, you introduce Matt. I know. That's why I did it.
I'm Matt Trapp.
that was a little better than I thought it was
going to be. So he's setting the bar nice and low for you. Matt, welcome to Call to Action. Have you done the run before yourself?
I did. Last year was my first time.
Your first time?
Yeah.
And then when you found out about the opportunity to go up and do it in New York this year, what did that mean to you, and why are you excited about it?
It means everything in this profession. Just like Master said, you know, it's one big brotherhood. We all do this together.
Yeah.
For a while, we're all in the same firehouse together.
Yeah.
And just going up to New York, we're showing support for the guys that passed and for the guys that are still on the job.
Everybody that's still serving. How long have you been a firefighter, Matt?
Volunteer and full, going on 9 years.
Why did you join up?
Serving.
Where'd that come from? Who taught you about serving?
It was just me. Going through high school, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do for life, what I wanted to do for a career. And, you know, I started doing ride-alongs with different places.
Yeah.
Went to one town, and everyone I talked to loved their job, loved what they did, everything. And going back to this brotherhood thing, I remember that night they invited me for dinner. They invited me to dinner. They didn't take my money.
Yeah.
They had me on the truck, sitting down with them. And ever since then.
Had you ever experienced anything like that before?
No. No, it's great.
Yeah, and I think that's why, and Christine, and thanks, Matt. You did a good job despite how your buddy introduced you. But Christine, I mean, one of the things that I think not everybody's cut out to do this.
No.
And God creates certain people that the camaraderie, the sacrifice to serve, to put others above self. Most of us don't think like that. We don't live like that. But to be amongst these guys that live like that every day and were called to that and designed for it, as you seek to serve them and serve the bigger cause, how do the rest of us, help us all to kind of get where you're at and get where these guys are at in terms of serving and being involved with what's going on with Tunnels to Towers, especially sending the 51st responders here in the Raleigh area up to New York in September?
One of the greatest things that they can partake in locally is actually participate in the Tunnels to Towers 5K race on September 10th that we will have in the RTP area. That would be where they could see how it all takes place and the camaraderie and how they run together and how they run in full gear. Outside of that, any of the events that we host, they can see the same thing. Everything would be up on our Facebook page, NC to NYC/first responders. Firefighter/first responders.
I put that on my Facebook page,
sorry,
too, so they don't have to memory the
that's a lot.
240 characters you just threw.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, so that's there as well, the Facebook page as well as the website, which is, I just had it up. What's the website?
NC to NYC.
No, then there's bhmfoundation.com.
That's correct.
And so all of that there. Yep. I put all of that up there. And then, of course, one easy way to do it financially, probably the easiest way, is to
giving.
Buy the $100 tickets.
Buy the raffle tickets.
And then they can just give.
Yes, and just give. Yes, we would appreciate it. Like I said, everyone has good intentions, but we would love to see your actions.
Yeah, and be a part of this. And in the end, when we get done with all of this and people have gone and people have experienced it, what are you finding from the people that you're meeting that are starting to get involved? What's been their turnaround? Because a lot of us are sitting on the sidelines, but then once you get involved, you know, it's really serving others and giving of yourself becomes addictive.
Yes, and that's what they feel. They see what my compassion and my passion that I have, and they see the camaraderie and why I want to be a part of this. And also, I want to make sure that when I leave this earth, when it's my time, that I've left a legacy and that no one will ever forget 9/11. Yeah. That's how much it means to me.
That's exactly right. And there's so many different lessons that come off of that tree. It's really the bitter fruit of 9/11. And I have that responsibility to share what I experienced. You have the responsibility as somebody that was up there and lost, what, three people that you knew that died that day. And then all the firefighters here. And let me just say this publicly over the airways for you guys. Most of us live very self-centered lives. I mean, not that we're all bad people. You know, I'm a pretty good guy. I have a wonderful wife. I have four kids. You saw one of them earlier. I'm here on the radio. I'm trying to do things. But most of us pretty much live our lives taking care of me, myself, and mine, and my family, and my close-knit community. But you guys are out there every day serving people that you'll never meet and that you don't know. And you do it anyway, not just to be nice, but you're willing to die for it.
Yep.
And it's an incredible example to the rest of us. So I just want to thank all of you guys publicly for that service, for that example, for your sacrifice and what it means to the rest of us. And we all have a responsibility to lift these guys up specifically and to continue to honor the memory of everybody that lost their lives on 9/11. Christine Livingston, Rod Graff, everybody else, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Okay, friends, everything's there on Facebook, the links where you can get your $100. It's so ridiculous. $100. Ticket. There's only 1,000 of them going for that brand new Camaro. You can give other ways. You can go to the race in September here in North Carolina. All that information on Facebook. I'll put it up on the homepage. God willing, I'll talk to you guys again real soon.